We've got Reggie Watts on the phone. Reggie, how's it going?
Good. Doing really well.
Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem, man.
I'm a really big fan, so this is really cool to have you on.
Well, it's about time, goddammit. Just kidding.
Oh, man. So so we're promoting your brand new album, Live at Third Man Records. Tell me about it.
Yeah, man. It was a record, I guess I can't remember when I recorded it, but I went into down to Nashville and, just recorded a live set basically 2:24. It's one set, but it was broken up after 24 minutes because they had to change the reel.
How are they recording it?
They're recording it. It's all analog, so it just goes straight to at least a half-inch stereo tape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is it only available on cassette? Or like, what's going
it's
on?
Only available, on...
It's. What's it available on?
Vinyl.
Oh, can we download it online, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can't, actually. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, so there's no digital copies, only vinyl.
So you have to have a record player to listen to it?
You have to have a record player, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of tricky.
Yeah, it's a good thing, I think, because what Jack's doing, I mean, that's how Third Man Records works. So, okay. So they're very pro vinyl, so they only release things on vinyl, and I think they might have done digital download on something at some point, but the idea is that you buy this thing and you get a physical object that you have a relationship with, and vinyl sounds better, so it's cool. It's like a way of kind of slowing people down a little bit.
Hey, it's pretty cool though. So
yeah.
We can get it on their website.
Yeah. You just order it off of Third Man Records.
Okay, cool. So, no, I'm wondering. I've seen you. I saw you over the summer at Tell Your Friends taping.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, how much of your act is improv versus like what you plan out?
It's pretty much all improvised. There's different structures that we'll repeat, but for the most part, it's all improvised.
Wow. Because at the taping, you did almost half your set of just hooking up wires, and it was brilliant. I was just wondering, did you decide beforehand that you were going to hook up wires comedically for 20 minutes or whatever?
I don't know. A lot of that came from just sometimes my stuff's not set up on stage. So
okay.
The way of setting up my stuff, but in an entertaining way.
That's great. Now, your whole style, has it just come naturally from doing stand-up and stuff, or is it something that you've like rehearsed and worked on?
I don't really rehearse or practice or anything like that. I just rely on live performances to kind of allow me to learn new stuff or try new stuff.
Mm-hmm. So now, how would you compare what you're doing now to when you first started doing comedy?
It's very similar. Things have gotten tighter, or the machine, my ability to use the machine has progressed.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's just kind of some consciousness, ideas that I think are weird and funny, or physical humor, stuff like that. Yeah, that's all stuff that I started out doing. Maybe not as well as I do now, which still isn't like the maximum wellness, I'm definitely a little better than I was when I started. So that's good.
Yeah. Now, you started off as a musician initially?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. I mean, I did drama, I did theater in high school and comedy in high school, but I've been doing music the longest.
Okay. And now you were part of a rock band. Are you still doing that?
No. I quit the rock. Well, I didn't really quit the rock band. I guess we just I don't know what we did. I just went away.
Okay.
In 2003. So the last time I was in a formal
band,
it was 2003. I've done some projects with various musicians along the way, but nothing that I could call like my band.
Okay. Now, as far as your albums are concerned, are they all comedy albums, or are some of them, like your solo albums, are they some of them just music?
I have one solo album and one solo music album, and that's just all music. There's no comedy on it at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what exactly was your transition from music into comedy? What made you start, you know, wanting to do that?
Well, I mean, I did comedy in high school, and I did a little bit of sketch comedy in the 90s when I was in Seattle. I've always loved comedy, so I'm just always laughing myself to tears, you know, on certain things, and I just kind of love that feeling and love, you know, where humor comes from and what it does to people, and, you know, and I'm always goofing around, so it's not like, it was just like the choice to like make it more of a full-time thing was really
right.
The only thing stopping me from doing that.
So now, how much of your personality on stage is your actual personality, would you say?
I guess it depends. I mean, if I'm doing characters, I guess I would say all of it is my personality. Because,
okay, yeah.
Because it's stuff that I would do anyway. It's just kind of hanging out with friends. You know, mixed with, like, moments of sincerity, like I would be with, you know, friends or, like, you know, something. Need to talk about something for real, you know, I can do that.
Right.
And so I guess it's pretty much all my personality. It's just a slightly heightened version of it.
Right. Well, you know, your whole act is just so incredibly original. It's amazing to watch. Have you seen any copycats, people trying to emulate what you do?
You know, like, there have been times when someone's on stage and I know that they're a fan and I see that they're kind of doing something that might be inspired from that, you know, from what I do.
Okay.
But I haven't really seen anybody, like, copycatting necessarily.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that have been doing stuff, you know, kind of like what I do, that some people will be like, oh, you're copying, you know, but they're not. They're just, you know, they're just trying some stuff out, you know.
Right.
You know, it's everybody's unique and everybody's original, so I never want to think that for sure that, you know, someone's absolutely copying. Sometimes they're just on the same wavelength, you know.
Right. Now, what kind of equipment do you use? Is it just like a regular repeater?
It's a Line 6 DL4. It's just a delay pedal that has a looping function on it, or a looping mode that you can go to. And that's the only setting I ever leave it on. So, so it has looping and also has effects.
And
it's one of the few pedals it does that has a delay effect along with looping. And so that's the one I use. And I also use an Electro Harmonix 2880. And that's a four-track looper. And it's an amazing tool. And I also use a reverb pedal sometimes, Electro Harmonix Holy Grail.
Okay.
Or a Roland RV5 reverb pedal. So, yeah, those are three pedals that I use.
Now, do you ever do comedy without the music or the pedals or anything?
I have done so, yeah, to varying levels of success.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes it's total bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worked out great. So it's, you know, it's definitely more uncertain if I don't use the pedals. Well, if I don't use the pedals and it's a short set, like if it's a 7-minute set, then that's fine.
Right.
If it's, you know, if it's like 20 minutes without the pedals, it's possible, but I just haven't done that enough to be confident about it.
Right. Yeah. I feel like any comedian after a while kind of gets repetitive. So the music definitely breaks it up and makes it extremely interesting, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I like being able to use that because it's a great, it is kind of like a nice break, and it's, you know, and on it, unto itself, it's its own, like, little world, you know, every little music piece is its own little thing, and so gives me also time or inspiration to do something after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now, around this time last year, there was a rumor going around that you'd be Conan's house band. Was there ever any truth to that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, Jimmy Vivino and those guys are amazing, and I just couldn't see, there's no way I could replace those guys, you know,
yeah.
It just I don't think it would feel right at all. And Conan is so, like, he loves music so much, and a band is that's the way to go, you know. Like, I think if there's a new show and a new talk show, you know, a person is, like, moderately popular and they're like, trying a new talk show and they wanted me as, like, a band, you know, I can see that happening. But for Conan, it's, you know, it's not like they need to save money.
Right.
You know, necessarily, you know, they're not saving that much money. It's not really an economical, I mean, you know, it's more like what's best for the show. And I think what's best for the show is a band for Conan. Exciting, and it's good to have an exciting band, you know, dynamic behind them.
Now, how did you and Conan meet? He took you on the theater tour that he did.
Yeah, I have two friends or three friends that work for Conan. Two as writers, Todd Levin and Andre Duboucher are two writers for Conan, and
okay.
Then JP. Buck is he's the booking guy. He books guests.
Okay.
And they were looking for an opening act for the tour, and we're asking, like, they wanted something musical, something different, and so forth. And it ended up being me, I guess. They Todd Levin suggested me, and then Andre was like, yeah, he'd be great. And JP was like, I know him, you know. So it just kind of happened really quickly.
Wow. Did you, like, have stuff that you just had to drop and just go on this tour?
Yeah. I had to drop an Australian tour. But that's why I'm going back in the next week to make up for.
Oh, okay.
That.
Now, are you still working on a show for Comedy Central?
I was. I mean, I did. I did a pilot presentation. It was filmed. And nothing came of it. They tested it and it tested pretty well, but they decided to not go for it. So it got passed on. But so it's done with the Comedy Central thing.
So what was the show? Was it sketch comedy?
It was a variety show.
Okay.
Format. So me host, you know, the Reggie Watt show, and me as the host, and I would have some friends on, and there'd be video sketches, you know.
Oh, cool.
But, that's something they wanted, but then, or back in the day they wanted it, and then it got made and tested and all that stuff, and I decided they didn't want a variety show format.
Now, just back to TV, have you ever done any voice acting? Because you do amazing voices on stage.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do more. I've done some, but
okay.
I'd like to do more someday. But it all depends, you know. But I enjoy it. I really enjoy doing it. It's so much fun.
So, like, have you done some like Adult Swim stuff?
Yeah, I've done Super Jail and Venture Brothers.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Terrorbot or something like that. There's a Horrorbot. I can't remember. There's a robot cartoon that's going to come out soon.
Oh, okay, so, cool. Now, do you keep, like, a file of all the stuff that you do, like newspaper clippings, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I try to save, like, if I'm in a magazine or, you know, or a newspaper or something, I try to save it, and then I have a copy sent to my mom.
Okay.
But, most the thing that I save the most are all my passes. All the shows.
Okay, so you know, like, when you did the show, what date and stuff.
Basically that, but also just to have all the laminates, you know, it's like that is a historical, you know, remnant.
Now, do you think you'll ever do a studio comedy album?
Studio comedy album, maybe. I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe. It all depends on. how much time in the deal and all that stuff. It's not something I'm actively looking to do.
Okay.
But yeah, I would if it's the right circumstances.
Now, how consistent are your songs? Like, do you have one that you'll do for a couple months, or is it just usually all improv each time?
Mostly all improv. Sometimes there'll be a similar beat or a similar bass line. But for the most part, I try to make them different enough, you know. But I'm not really necessarily thinking about them being different. I'm just thinking, what haven't I done before?
Right. So in a sense, you could probably like record every single show and just have a new CD every week.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of approached that idea a little while ago, and that may happen, or something like that.
Like a paid podcast or something of Reggie Watts CDs.
That could be cool, or just like, you know, collect like a month's worth of shows and then edit that and make that into a recording. Yeah, but I'm not sure.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think so. It'd be fun.
I'd buy that. I'm sure a lot of people would buy that stuff. It's just so interesting to hear you. Just really breakthrough. I really I'm glad I'm getting to talk to you. It's a real honor.
Oh, thanks, man.
So we can get your new album.
Yeah.
Live at Third Man Records. We can't download it on iTunes though.
Nope.
So we have to go buy a record player if we want to listen to it. Is it worth it? Yeah. Is it worth buying a record player if you don't have one?
I think it is. Yeah. They're pretty cheap nowadays.
Okay. Yeah. Reggie, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. My pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. That was Reggie Watts, and as we said, you can check out his brand new album, which is on vinyl only, and that's available now, live at Third Man Records. I'm sure you could get it through Third Man Records.